So we learn the third paragraph from Sri Vrinda Devi Ashtakam. Now you use that one. We learn the third paragraph from Sri Vrinda Devi Ashtakam. Samasta Vaikunta Shiro Manav Shri Shri Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni Dattadikare Vrishabhanuputrya Samasta Vaikuntha Shiro Manav Shri
Samasta Vaikuntha Shiro Manav Shri Samasta Vaikuntha Shiro Manav Shri Krishnasya Vaikuntha Shiro Manav Shri
Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni
Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni
Dattadikare Vrishabhanu Putra
Dattadikare Vrishabhanu Putra Dattadikare Vrishabhanu Putra Dattadikare Vrishabhanu Putra
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam
I'll recite the whole paragraph now. Samasta Vaikuntha Shiro Manav Shri Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni Dattadikare Vrishabhanu Putra Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam
Samasta Vaikuntha Shiro Manav Shri Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni Dattadikare Vrishabhanu Putra Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam
Once more.
Samasta Vaikuntha Shiro Manav Shri Krishnasya Vrindavana Danya Dhamni Dattadikare Vrishabhanu Putra Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet, Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, has made you the ruling monarch of Lord Krishna's opulent and auspicious abode
of
Vrindavan,
which is
the crest jewel
of all the Vaikuntha planets.
Okay. So, Srimati Radharani is the daughter of, who is the father of? King Vrishabhanu is the father of Srimati Radharani. She has made Tulsi Maharani the monarch. Basically, as I told you, just by worshipping Tulsi Devi every day, you will please Lord Krishna. Simple. Just how many of you put water every day to Tulsi Devi? Every day? So all of you should put water to Tulsi Devi. Every day you should put. Okay?